on a motorbike from the bottom of South America right up to the top of Alaska. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Darren, Jane and Ian. Yes, we made it. We made it to the top of the world as far as roads go, up to a place called Prudhoe Bay, where there's a little township called Dead Horse up there, Darren.
I researched Dead Horse and there's much happening there. There's an airfield and there's a few buildings and that's about it.
That's about right. It's a oil refinery, well, an oil field, which is 70 miles long and it provides about 10% of America's oil needs. And basically the Dalton Highway, which we followed, is there to service that pipeline, which runs all the way from Dead Horse down to Valdez on the coast of Alaska. So we've travelled right down, we just left Valdez this morning actually, to come to this little place called Toke. But I can tell you, Darren, it was an absolute battle to get up there on the dirt road. Mm. The road is treated with stuff which makes it turn to porridge if it gets wet.
Oh.
And very, very slippery. There's a few motorcyclists go up there, and I was talking to a guy at Fairbanks. He said that one a day comes back on a truck. It's very, very hard on machinery and human beings.
Why do they make it so hard, though? Well, why are they discouraging people like you?
No, Jane, no. You think about it, the road is actually built on the permafrost.
Uh-huh.
The road is, the ground is frozen solid and it moves. So they can't seal it, but they have to put something on it to settle it down because trucks go up and down that road and provide all the services up to Dead Horse. So it's really quite difficult. But it is the trucker's road. So when the trucks come barreling down there on this dirt road at about 70 mile an hour, you get out of the way. But it is very, very interesting part of the world. We actually saw a grizzly bear wandering along beside the pipeline. So we stopped to take a photo and he stopped to have a look at us. And, I put it in first gear.
I put it in first gear. Did you stay upright, Brian? Have you come off your bike yet with that shocking road conditions? Have you been upright the whole time?
I haven't dropped it yet, Darren. All the way from South America, all the way up here, and Shirley's amazed that we haven't actually fallen off yet. But no, we've stayed upright. We had caribou crossing our bows up on the tundra of the Arctic Circle. We've camped up on the Arctic, above the Arctic Circle. It's just been a fantastic adventure to get up this far. And, you know, we've also been doing a lot of sightseeing. We went down to places where there's the wildlife rehabilitation centres after the oil spills up here. And think about this, 2,000 kilometres of beach or coastline was affected by the oil spill from the Exxon Valdez. And to this day, they still, when they get big seas, it still churns up some spilled oil.
Oh.
So that happened in 1989.
What's the vegetation like when you get to the Arctic Circle? Is it pretty sort of light on?
Well, you cross at what's called the Atacan Range and you come down onto the Arctic tundra, and just before the Atacan Range, there's really stumpy trees that look like fir trees, Jane. And I was talking to one of the naturalists up here, and she was saying that these trees can grow up to 400 years old, and yet the trunk of them is probably only 6 inches across. Life is very, very slow growing up here, as you can imagine.
You have to be a tough planet to live up there.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. When you get over the Atacan Range, it's like tussocks and grass is blowing. The wind chill is something fierce. They get temperatures as the zero minus 70 degrees up there.
That's instant frostbite. Brian, we have to go. We'll move on. Enjoy the week. We'll talk again next week about your adventures. AussiesOverland.com.au.
He's our David Attenborough.
You are our David Attenborough. Say hi to Shirley and we'll chat to you in a week.
Lovely to talk to you. Bye, guys.
See you, Brian. Brian Ricks at 5 to 10.